God does not reject you, and God does not dump you. When you sin, God does not hold a grudge. He doesn't hold a resentment. He doesn't try to get even with you. It means that when you're inconsistent, he doesn't get impatient with you. He doesn't scold you. Why? Because all your sins have already been paid for. That is such incredible news. It's called the good news, the gospel.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Most of the time, when you think of passing on a legacy, you think of leaving something to your loved ones. Money, a classic car, your home, jewelry, or maybe a family heirloom. Those are all nice things, but no thing lasts forever. Wouldn't you like to leave behind an inheritance that lasts into eternity? Today, as we continue with our series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy, Pastor Rick shares with us 6 indispensable biblical principles you need to pass on to the next generation to ensure their spiritual success, your legacy that will last into eternity. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part 1 of a message called Leaving a Legacy of Hope.
A lot of people seem hopeless today because they're looking at the circumstances. And honestly, if I didn't have Christ in my life, I'd be pretty hopeless because there's a lot of things that are going wrong on this planet. But we of all people have a reason to be hope, and actually God commands us to pass on hope to the next generation. If you pull out your message notes, hope is as essential to our lives as air is. And in Psalm 78, he says this: God commanded our ancestors to teach his word to their children so the next generation might know them, that they in turn might teach their children, so each generation can set its hope anew on God. Would you circle that phrase? Set its hope anew on God. Now, why are we the most hopeful people of all? Because we don't base our hope on anything circumstantial. We don't base our hope on entertainment or entertainers or sports figures or economists or politicians. But our hope is in something that lasts a whole lot longer than any human program. Our hope is in God. And today we're going to look at the 8 reasons why you never need to be hopeless. If you've been feeling a little down, a little discouraged, a little under the weather, you picked a good weekend to come to church. Because I guarantee you that when you leave here today, you're going to be filled with more hope. I guarantee it. Because you cannot look at what God has promised to do in you, through you, for you, to you, and will do in the future, and not coming away going, wow, what a God we serve. What an amazing God we serve. Now in Romans chapter 8, we have the greatest chapter on hope in the Bible. And he gives us 8 reasons to never be hopeless. Let's get right into them. First, because I put my trust in Jesus Christ, what he did for me, died on the cross, paid for the penalty of my sins, broke the power of sin, gave me eternal life, and all these other things, there are 8 reasons. First, I can live a life without condemnation, and that means I'm forgiven. That's the first reason for hope, that God has forgiven you for everything you've ever done wrong when you accept his forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Now, the truth is, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all blow it. We all have problems. We all do things wrong. I took Kay down to the beach yesterday morning. We had breakfast down there, and as we were driving back, I said, honey, if a man is in a forest by himself without a woman, is he still wrong? The fact is, we're all wrong some of the time. In fact, we're all wrong a lot of the time. We all make mistakes. And because we blow it, we don't measure up to our own standards, much less God's. That means that we live lives that carry secret, hidden guilt. We carry regrets. Man, I wish that never happened. We carry guilt. We carry shame. And most people subconsciously take it out on themselves. They live with self-condemnation. You're much harder on yourself than you realize. And the fact is, when you violate your conscience, it keeps score. It finds a way to get even. And you may be rationalizing it and say, well, it wasn't really that bad or it wasn't that wrong. But in your heart, you know what you did was wrong. You know it. And all of the rationalizing isn't going to convince yourself otherwise. You try to convince yourself it wasn't wrong, but you know in your heart it was wrong. And as a result, your conscience finds a way to get even. A lot of people get sick. A lot of people sabotage their relationships unconsciously. Or they sabotage their success. They have enormous potential for success. And they keep bumping up against failures by making dumb decisions. What's behind that? A lot of times, it's guilt. Doctors say they could take about 80% of the people out of the hospital if they could remove resentment and guilt out of people's lives. So this first thing, that I'm forgiven, no condemnation, is an amazing thing, because guilt and shame are hope killers. Romans 8, verse 1. First verse of this great chapter on hope. Let's read it together. There is now no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Now, does that mean that after I become a believer, I don't make any mistakes? No, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. Does it mean after you become a believer, you'll never sin again? No, you're going to sin a lot. Does it mean you'll never fail? No, you will fail. Does it mean I'll never have any errors? No, you will make errors. It means this: you're forgiven for them already in advance. You are not condemned. God is not mad at you. A lot of people go around in life thinking that God is trying to get even with them. When something goes wrong in their life, they go, I know what's happening. God's getting even with me for... No, your conscience is holding on to that, but that's not God. If you put your trust in Christ, there is no condemnation.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling to the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks when you give monthly to Daily Hope, Rick has asked us to send you a signed copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004 today, or by visiting rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
A lot of people go around in life thinking that God is trying to get even with them. When something goes wrong in their life, they go, I know what's happening. God's getting even with me for... No, your conscience is holding on to that, but that's not God. If you put your trust in Christ, there is no condemnation. That word in the original Greek language, no, there means, is the strongest version of it. It means no, 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 not in a million years. It isn't going to happen. Don't even think of it. There is zero condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means I'm not condemned for not only the things I've already done, but already for the things I'm not going to do. In God's eyes, I'm already forgiven for those things. Why? Because Jesus Christ took the penalty for me on the cross. He's already paid for every one of your sins, including the ones you'll do today, and next day, and the next day, and the next day. That's, you say, well, that isn't fair. Of course it's not fair. It's called grace. The fact is, God gives you not what's fair. He gives you not what you deserve. He gives you what you need. If we all got what we deserved, we wouldn't even be sitting here right now. We wouldn't be alive. I don't deserve forgiveness any more than you do. It's a gift. It's a gift of God. It's His free, gracious love because He gave it to us. Now, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He took all of the sins of me and you on Himself. And that's why He said, "It is finished." In other words, I've paid it all. And the judge throws down the gavel and says, "Case closed, penalty paid, you're free to go." You are free to go. Why? Because all of the penalty was paid for by somebody else, Jesus Christ. And there's a law of the universe called the law of double jeopardy. You thought it was a TV show, but it's actually, it's a legal term. Double jeopardy means you cannot be tried, convicted, and punished for the same crime twice. You can't spend a penalty in jail for a crime, get out, they try you again, and you go back to jail for the same crime. That's just called double jeopardy. It is not allowed. And the same is true in the spiritual sense. Jesus Christ already paid the penalty for all the things you're ever going to do wrong. So why would God make you pay a penalty for it when Jesus has already paid for it? That's double jeopardy. What that means is you are totally forgiven. Friends, is that good news? Oh, baby, is that good news? It means that even if there were no heaven, it would be worth it just having a clear conscience, knowing that no matter how bad I screw it up in the past, the present, or the future, as I put my trust in God's grace, God says, "Wiped out, paid in full, clean, you are pardoned." Now, pardon means that when God pardons you, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. They may try to accuse you of stuff, but God says you're pardoned. Years ago, when President Ford pardoned President Nixon, that really ticked off a lot of people. They got pretty mad about it. They got pretty upset. But it didn't really matter because once you're pardoned, you're pardoned. And you can't go back and then put them back in jail or whatever. What does this mean in a practical sense? It means if you've accepted what Jesus Christ did for you, you've stepped across the line, what He did in dying for you, it means that when you blow it, God does not reject you and God does not dump you. When you sin, God does not hold a grudge. He doesn't hold a resentment. He doesn't try to get even with you. It means that when you're inconsistent, He doesn't get impatient with you. He doesn't scold you. Why? Because all your sins have already been paid for. That is such incredible news. It's called the good news, the gospel. A pardon is a final word. Now, a pardon is great because it takes care of all your guilt, but you need more than a pardon from sin. You need free from the power of sin. In other words, how do I stop it? Because if I know that I'm already forgiven for every sin I'll ever commit, well, then why not just go out and sin? Well, there are a lot of reasons for it. First, it's every sin hurts you more than it does anybody else, but then it hurts others. It harms your joy in life. But the truth is this, if I know that God has already shown me grace, it just makes me want to love Him more. I don't want to do the wrong thing. In my heart of hearts, I want to do the right thing. I don't always do it, but I want in my heart of hearts to do the right thing because I know how much God loves me. And no condemnation means I'm forgiven. But I need more than forgiveness. I need the power to change. And that means the second step. God says, it's possible to live a life with no domination. In other words, I'm set free. I am set free. Now, everybody is a slave to something. You're controlled by far more things than you realize. You're controlled by your circumstances. You're controlled by your genes. You're controlled by your environment. You're controlled by the family you grew up with. You're controlled by the approval of others. You're controlled by society. You're controlled by habits that you can't stop. You're controlled by passions you can't get a hold of. There are a lot of things in your life that are out of your control. In fact, most of your life is. How do I get control of things that I just can't control? Why do I do things I don't want to do? And why don't I stop doing those things and start doing the things that I do want to do that are good for me? Well, the Bible calls this the law of sin and death. It says it is the gravity, the spiritual gravity that holds you down, that keeps you from becoming what God wants you to be. It's the things that holds dominion or control on your life. One of the most common complaints that I hear from people is, Rick, I feel stuck. I feel stuck in a career. I can't get on with it. I can't get out of it. I feel stuck in a relationship or a marriage. I can't get on with it. I can't get out of it. I just feel stuck. I feel stuck with a habit. I have tried and tried and tried and tried, and I don't like this about myself, and I want to change, but I don't, and I can't. You're right, you can't. If you could, you would have, but you can't, so you won't. You need more than your own power. You need God's power in your life to change. You weren't meant to live through life just by yourself on your own power. And the way you break free is by letting God's power and His Spirit come into your life. Notice what the Bible says in Romans 8:2. Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. In other words, I have the power to break free from things that control me. Free from what? Oh, you name it. Free from the fear of death. Free from the approval of others. Free from the worries of today. Free from guilt. Free from resentment. Free from bitterness. Free from loneliness. Free from boredom. Freedom from no purpose in life. Freedom from habits and hurts and hangups that hold you back. All of the things that enslave you and you don't even know how to change. Now, the Bible calls this the law of sin and death. What is that? The law of sin and death is, why do I do things that I know are bad for me, but I still do them? And why do I hurt people when I really don't want to hurt people, but I do? And the law of sin and death does that. And the only way you can get over that is have a stronger power that breaks that law. For instance, in physical terms, there's a law called the law of gravity. And it says that things that are heavier than air are going to fall. That's the law of gravity. So how does a plane get off the ground? Because there's a law that's higher than the law of gravity. And it's called the law of aerodynamics. And the law of aerodynamics says that if you do a certain speed with a certain angles, that you can lift something off the ground. The law of aerodynamics allows planes to break the law of gravity. Spiritually speaking, there is God's power in you that breaks the laws of sin and death, that keep you bound up, that keep you tied up. What have you been telling yourself, I could never do that? In what areas of your life have you said, I give up, I just can't change? Well, you can change. You can on your own, but you can with God's power in you. It breaks that grip of the gravity of sin in your life. Now, you can't save yourself, but God can. Look at the next verse. The law of Moses, this is verse 3. The law of Moses, that's the Ten Commandments. The law of Moses could not save us because of our sinful nature. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. God destroyed sin's control over us. That's the dominion, the domination. By giving us His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. He says, when Jesus did that on the cross, He didn't just break the penalty of sin, I'm free, forgiven. He broke the power of sin, I'm set free. I now, if I'll trust Him, have the power to make changes in my life that I never thought possible. And friends, I've seen this happen tens of thousands of times. I've seen marriages put back together when they were already divorced, and God changed their hearts. I've seen kids get off of drugs. I've seen failures become successes. I've seen very angry men become very loving men. I've seen people who lied and cheated their entire life become honest people of integrity, and on and on and on. Only Jesus Christ can make changes like that. I'm forgiven, but I'm also set free. Look at this next verse. Those dominated by their sinful nature think about sinful things. That's like people who get hooked on pornography, that's all they can think about. They keep coming back to it. They're dominated by it. Those dominated by their sinful nature think about sinful things. But those controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please God. If the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there is, read it with me, life and peace. Friends, I want life and peace in my life. I'm sure you do too. How do you get it? Let God's Spirit live through you.
Pastor Rick Warren with a powerful look at what it means to leave a lasting legacy. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to rickwarren.org and listen online anytime or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. That's rickwarren.org. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling to the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks when you give monthly to Daily Hope, Pastor Rick has asked us to send you a signed copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting www.rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope will help us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers, it's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004 or by visiting www.rickwarren.org. Your gift as a partner in hope will help us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.